7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. In one of our previous episodes, we discussed a book that dealt with how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam behaved with youth and children. And in that book, the section that we read from showed that many youth, many youngsters accepted Islam. They were actually the first ones to accept Islam. In fact, it was the young and the destitute who were the first ones to come and accept Islam, because they saw it was something that kind of enlightened their souls. It took them out of something, or took them out of darkness and of the stagnant state that they were in, and took them towards a path of movement and a path towards something that was a lot better than what they already had or what they were already in. And amongst these youth, there were certain individuals who stood out. Obviously, there will be within a group of people the outstanding, or those who are, you know, more worthy of praise than others, because not because of their families or because of any physical kind of property or quality that they have, but rather because of the acts that they did and the deed that they performed. So the book that we would like to introduce, in complementing the previous book that we introduced, is basically based on this, and that it tries to show that amongst these youth who became and who were drawn towards the teachings of Islam, there were some who were, you know, more exemplary. There were those who were kind of shining lights amongst the stars, or brighter stars amongst the stars, if you like to say that. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing this book for our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as we mentioned in our previous segment, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Exemplary Youths During the Early Days of Islam. This book was also written by Muhammad Ali Shanarani, but this one was translated by Brother Calvin Lambani, who goes by the Islamic name of Muhammad Abdul Aziz. But the Calvin Lambani is one of the first students from Zambia to come to Iran to study, a good friend of mine. The editor of this book was Sayyid Ifat Shah, and again, this book was published by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly in the year 2010 and published in Qom, in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So this book goes through mentioning different individuals who were distinct amongst the companions, not only because of their age, but because of the deeds and the acts that they did while they were young, while they were, you know, lacking in age, if you would like to speak. Because we need to understand that during the time of the Age of Ignorance, age was seen as a big factor, that the older you are, you know, the more important you were, the more knowledge you had, your opinions were correct, and so on and so forth. However, Islam came and changed it. It says, no, age is nothing but honestly just a number. It is the deeds of a person, the knowledge of a person, in the knowledge that he has acquired, the truthfulness of a person, the reality that a person speaks, that gives status, that gives position, not just age. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many occasions showed that, especially during the battles where he let youth lead the armies, which was something, you know, unseen and unheard of during the days of Arab ignorance. So in this particular book, some of the youth such as Aban ibn As, Ubay ibn Ka'ab, Abu Qatada Ansari, Bilal al-Habashi, and so on and so forth. Obviously Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Khabab ibn Arat, and other exemplary and distinguished youth during the early days of Islam are mentioned, and some of their deeds, some of their endeavors are also mentioned. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners in this episode was titled Exemplary Youths During the Early Days of Islam. It was written by Muhammad Ali Chanarani and translated from the Persian into English by Brother Kelvin Lambani and published in the year 2010 by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, which is located in Qom, in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So obviously, the most exemplary of youth during the early days of Islam was Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So it's only befitting for us to read the section on Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the incomparable. One of the youths who can be introduced as an exemplary youth is Ali alayhi salam. Ali alayhi salam is a good example of an ideal adolescent and one from whom other youths can profit by initiating, by imitating his ways. From the very beginning up to the end of his life, he was always beside the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and continually rendering valuable services to Islam. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Ali alayhi salam very much because he played a vital and effective role in all the scenes of activity or conflict. We will now recount some of the activities of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Ali alayhi salam was the son of Abu Talib. Abu Talib came from the biggest and most famous Arab tribe called the Quraysh. Ali alayhi salam's mother was a great and honorable woman called Fatima, the daughter of Asad ibn Manaf. She too came from the tribe of Quraysh. That is why Ali alayhi salam is considered as the first baby from a Hashemite father and a Hashemite mother. Ali alayhi salam was born miraculously in the Kaaba. The honor of being born in the house of Allah, the Kaaba, has not been granted to anyone else in the entire history of the world save Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He stayed in the Kaaba for 3 days after birth. After that, held firmly in his mother's arms, he was brought out of that holy place. There are a lot of documents that prove this assertion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us who are young at heart of those who are able to truly serve Islam like these individuals did in their young and tender age, and to make our children of the exemplary youths during the era of the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, and to make our children and our youth those who serve and strive for the benefit of Islam and for the advancement of Islam, insha'Allah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.